Moving from competence to confidence. Many women possess competence but struggle with confidence, which are both crucial for achieving success. Being competent means knowing your job well, delegating tasks effectively, and leading with competence. However, confidence is equally important. It's about being proud of your work and yourself. The challenge lies in connecting competence and confidence, as women in the workforce often overlook this connection. For example, sometimes women unintentionally undermine themselves by attributing their success to luck. When praised for their work, they should accept compliments gracefully instead of downplaying their achievements. Instead of saying, "Oh no, I just got lucky," they can respond with a confident, "Thank you." To bridge the gap between competence and confidence, it's essential to adopt the 4 R's of success. 1. Relationships. Networking plays a vital role in boosting your confidence and expanding your career opportunities. Developing meaningful connections can also help in shaping your personal brand. It involves establishing mutually beneficial relationships with various individuals, including team members who challenge you, managers who motivate you, supportive peers, and trustworthy mentors. Grace Killalea, an author born in Italy and later immigrated to the U.S., shares her insights on networking based on her experiences. She learned about networking from her Italian mother, who couldn't read or speak English but was determined to provide her daughter with educational opportunities. Grace's mother enlisted the help of Mary Ryan, a registered nurse and their neighbor, to mentor Grace in her education journey. Networking means talking to a variety of people. Going to the same events and sitting with familiar faces is just socializing, not networking. If you don't try new experiences and meet new people, it can harm your career. Build your network with these tips. Identify a skill you need to improve, like marketing or technology. Find people in your company with that expertise and set up 20-minute meetings with them. Have coffee with them to connect and share information. During the meeting, talk about your skills and offer something in return. Don't wait until you have a problem to use your network. Maintain regular connections. Build a strong network. Networking is more than just socializing. It's about having meaningful conversations with diverse individuals. Attending the same events and sticking with familiar faces doesn't expand your network. To avoid hindering your career, welcome new experiences and connect with new people. Here are actionable tips to help you build a strong network. Specify skills you want to enhance, like marketing or technology. Find colleagues who excel in those skills within your company. Schedule 20-minute meetings with them. During these meetings, engage in conversations and share insights. Offer something valuable in return for their time and knowledge. Don't wait until you face a problem to tap into your network. Create time for personal branding and networking by learning to delegate tasks. As you progress in your career, focus more on strategic aspects and less on operational tasks. Avoid getting caught up in doing everything yourself or micromanaging others. True delegation requires trust. By mastering delegation, you increase your chances of future promotions. Effective delegation showcases your leadership and organizational skills. Remember, building a strong network and learning to delegate are essential steps toward achieving success in your career journey. Improve your professional image. Believing in yourself is crucial for success, especially in your work. Develop your executive presence, which includes your gravitas, communication style, and appearance. Gravitas refers to your sense of authority and leadership. Communication involves not just what you say, but how you say it. Enhance your public speaking skills by speaking confidently and avoiding sounding uncertain or apologetic. Dress one level up from your current position to show preparedness for higher roles. Pay attention to what other women in your workplace wear and add your personal touch to it. Avoid fashion issues like clothes that are too tight or revealing, visible undergarments, overly dressy heels, and inappropriate hairstyles or hair colors. Your appearance reflects your professionalism, so dress appropriately for business events and maintain a polished look. Remember that you're always representing your professional image, even at after-hour social gatherings with colleagues and supervisors. Watch your behavior, tone, and demeanor to ensure they align with your professional identity. Avoid behaviors or conversations that could be perceived as unprofessional or inappropriate. 2. Reputation. To earn respect and a good reputation, you must work for it. Your reputation is like your personal brand, reflecting your leadership qualities. While some people understand their reputations well, others may not. Your reputation, whether positive or negative, influences how others see you and can impact your future opportunities positively or negatively. Starting professionals or those at junior levels may lack confidence initially, but as they gain experience, their confidence grows. It's essential to build yourself up from within as you progress in your career. Real leaders focus on finding solutions to problems and communicate honestly and diplomatically. Being truthful without being harsh is crucial, as leaders who come across as bullies can develop or already have bad reputations. Many capable women with years of experience still hesitate to take risks or advocate for themselves. They may not ask for more responsibilities, a raise, promotion, or title change, even when they desire career advancement. McKinsey's research shows that 83% of women in middle management aim to move to the next level and 50% aim to move to leadership positions, but they may hold back due to various reasons, such as not meeting all listed qualifications for a job. For example, if a job requires 10 qualifications, many women won't apply unless they meet all 10. In contrast, men are more likely to apply even if they meet only a few qualifications. Establish a strong personal brand. To establish a powerful personal brand, focus on making a positive first impression through direct eye contact and a firm handshake. Stay true to your beliefs and values, and communicate effectively in all interactions. It's essential to give and receive equally, be flexible, and offer encouragement to others. However, building your brand requires both conscious and subconscious effort, with the latter demanding more diligence. Being mindful of your social media presence is crucial as it blurs the line between personal and professional life. Utilize platforms like LinkedIn for professional networking while being cautious about your activities on platforms like Facebook and Twitter. Employers often monitor online behavior, and negative content can harm your reputation both online and offline. Remember, everything you post online contributes to your brand image, so approach social media with care and thoughtfulness. For instance, a woman's professional brand suffered when she started posting proactive content, leading to disengagement from her network. Discover your brand. To grasp your brand, conduct a brand audit. Assess how you present yourself and the messages you convey. Observe how others react to you both verbally and non-verbally. Seek feedback from friends, colleagues, and trusted individuals to gather insights about your brand. Request a mini 360-degree evaluation to gain a comprehensive view. Process any criticism received before making adjustments or addressing concerns. For instance, consider the case of Brooke. Despite being successful in advertising, she faced multiple job terminations due to her aggressive nature. Clients and colleagues felt she was condescending and didn't value their ideas, which negatively impacted her reputation. Realizing the impact of her behavior on her brand, Brooke made efforts to become more inclusive and less dominating. She apologized to those affected by her actions and worked on improving her communication style. 3. Results. To excel in your career, remember that delivering results is key. It's not just about your relationships or reputation, it's about what you achieve. Clients and employers expect professionalism, timely delivery, and staying within budget. While being early is commendable, ensure that the quality of your work remains top-notch. Don't take on too much by yourself. Focus on quality rather than quantity, and don't blame others for any shortcomings. If you lack certain skills, consider hiring people who complement your abilities. Avoid overpromising and under-delivering. It's tempting to say yes to everything, but it's crucial to set boundaries based on what you can realistically accomplish. If you can't meet a deadline, ask for an extension or more resources to ensure success. Women, in particular, may find themselves excelling in day-to-day tasks but struggling with broader strategic thinking. Move beyond being a great tactician by gathering data to support your decisions. Manage your time, people, progress, and expectations effectively to enhance execution. Delegate tasks, streamline efforts, and organize your schedule to maximize productivity. Monitor progress regularly and adjust expectations as necessary to stay on track and achieve desired outcomes. By focusing on delivering tangible results, managing your time efficiently, and transitioning from tactics to strategy, you'll position yourself for success in your career journey. Empower women in the workplace. Women can enhance their careers by adopting both emotional intelligence and numerical literacy. While emotions are valuable, understanding financial data is crucial for protecting companies and making informed decisions. Finance and accounting teams provide vital information regularly to aid leaders. If you're not confident with numbers, seek guidance from experts. Balancing factual analysis with intuition is key. Trusting her instincts once, Kilalea discovered a major fraud in a remote retail location despite pleasant appearances. She acted on her gut feeling, prompting an audit that uncovered theft amounting to nearly $1 million. Ignoring intuition can lead to missed opportunities or even perpetuate fraud. Evaluate your career path regularly. Workplace dynamics are common, and women can get entangled in office politics. If growth, upward mobility, fair compensation, or challenging opportunities are lacking, consider moving on. Stagnant industries or lack of learning can also signal the need for change. 4. Resilience. Resilient individuals never quit, point fingers, throw fits, or criticize former employers either face-to-face or online. Instead, they tackle change head-on and master the art of bouncing back from setbacks. Don't allow obstacles or fear to hinder your progress. Building resilience is key to leadership, and it demands endurance. Focus on your well-being by staying active, seeking support from friends, and enjoying life. Take charge of your professional journey with confidence and determination. Key points. 1. Confidence is essential alongside competence for career success. 2. Use the 4 R's of success: relationships, reputation, results, and resilience. 3. Build a strong network with mutually beneficial relationships. 4. Maintain a positive personal brand and address any flaws. 5. Deliver quality results within deadlines and budgets. 6. Demonstrate competence through proven results to boost confidence. 7. Show resilience by bouncing back from setbacks and learning effective delegation for career growth.